my brother, and he came walking in the store with a 33-pounder this morning. Striper season is definitely underway when you look at a fish like that.
Are you ready to go fishing? It's another exciting edition of AC Primetime Radio. I am your humble correspondent, Mel Taylor, and AC Primetime Radio is brought to you by Lacey Cleaning. Are your carpets really clean? I mean, look at them right now. They're filthy. What would your mother say? Call Chad right now from Lacey Cleaning. That's LaceyCleaning.com. It's time to check in with our resident expert on fishing, Dave Scholl of the Absecon Bay Sportsman Center.
Yeah, we're getting off to a really good early start this year. We had the weather last winter wasn't quite so bad. The water temperature, we didn't see too much ice, and we're already getting into the middle of it. For me, the exciting part is that the striped bass are really starting to turn on. That's sort of my favorite fish in this area.
Due to the changing water temperatures?
They always come this time of year. You get the day length, the temperature, and we're maybe a week or so ahead of schedule, but it's been real good. Right now, the best spots are up in the rivers. We're lucky here in this Atlantic City area, Absecon. We're sort of bracketed by two tidal rivers, the Egg Harbor River to the south and the Mullica River to the north. And both of them, get spawning runs of striped bass, and they come following up the bait fish that run up there to spawn. So, my brother, who's retired Atlantic County Sheriff Officer, he just retired this last week, so now he spent 3 days fishing, and he came walking in the store with a 33-pounder this morning. Striper season is definitely underway when you look at a fish like that.
Appetite-wise for a striper, what are they biting on?
Well, they're actually coming up these rivers eating the herring. They're chasing them down, but herring, unfortunately, are off-limits, so I can't sell them, and you're not even allowed to catch them and use them for bait anymore. So we got fresh bunker that's been good sort of as a substitute for the herring. And, in general, the bait of choice at the moment are live bloodworms, and we have them in here.
But you're saying that striper prefers something oily and smelly?
Yeah, oily is a good source of oils and protein. The oily fish, they're grubbing for anything. This time of year, there's not a whole lot of bait fish around, and that's why they're out looking for worms, looking for clams, anything they can dig up. And, one advantage to using worms in this time of year is that you don't have quite as many crabs and little fish out because the water's so cold, so...
It's AC Primetime Radio. My name is Mel Taylor. On the phone right now, Dave Scholl of Absecon Sportsman Center. Dave, what's the deal? It looks like flounder. They made some changes from 18 to 17 inches for keepers, but there's some restrictions here. Explain, please.
Well, the change actually is for the Delaware Bay. You actually have to be fishing in Delaware Bay waters, and that's because the state of Delaware actually has a 16-inch limit on the flounder, so they have a pretty good advantage on us. And I got to hand it to the New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council. They did a job, and at least in that water, they did get it a little more fair. But we're still out of it. And then you come up here on the Atlantic coast. Our back bays here or in the ocean front, it's still five fish to have to with a minimum size of 18 inches.
So that is kind of weird, though, that one state, Delaware, has different rules as New Jersey, different than New Jersey. But the waters themselves, I don't think the fish really know boundaries. So do you think they'll fix that obvious problem that, down in Delaware, you can fish, I think, year round, right? And the size, the keeper sizes are different. Do you think they'll be finally fixing that obvious problem with keeper sizes and seasons?
This has been an ongoing problem. I've been very active in going to the meetings and trying to get things at least somewhat straightened up. And right now, talking to you is good timing because there is a group. It's the Save the Summer Flounder Fishery Fund, which is not saving the summer flounders because there's plenty of flounder. It's actually trying to save the fishery. The summer flounder is this Atlantic City, South Jersey's big drive for summertime fishing. That's what brings the tourists down. They can take home a fresh fish dinner. It's extremely good eating, and there's plenty of them here, but they've got the size up so big that it's, you know, you can't always be sure of taking a couple home. So
do the people in control of all this stuff, do they at least acknowledge that being able to pull up a fluke in the summertime with a kid and your grandfather, how important that is? Those commercial fishermen, the draggers, are they just trying to protect their business?
Well, you know, they've actually got it set up on the, you know, to the draggers, to the point where, you know, a lot of them have gone out of business because their rules are so strict. The biggest problem is getting a good handle on what is available and what is allowed. And this group, the Save the Summer Flounder Fisheries Fund, doing its own scientific work to try to present to the federal groups that are studying this so that we can get more reasonable regulations. And, you know, I've gone into supporting them, and come May, on an opening day, the flounder season will open May 21st. That's a Saturday before Memorial Day weekend. So that'll be the big day. And I'm supporting this group with a fishing tournament, you know, out of my shop here, which is going to be pretty big. It looks like we're getting some backing from some big time manufacturers and groups with this tournament.
We are talking to Dave Showell of the Absecon Sportsman Center right there on Route 30, Whitehorse Pike, Absecon Boulevard, whatever you want to call it. And if you don't even like fishing, you might want to stop by and check out all the fun stuff. Ducks, ducks, ducks everywhere. And one of the most interesting things is the soft shell crabs. You are an expert at dealing with and selling these soft shell crabs, huh, Dave?
Well, that's what I do. You know, this'll start up right about Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, you know, the end of May, all the crabs go into a shed, and what happens right here is I have tanks where I buy the molting crab from the, you know, they're called shedder crabs here. I buy them from the crabbers. I put them in the tanks, and while they're in the tanks, their old shell comes off. They come out with a completely new soft shell, and before they get hard, I pack them into boxes, and they packed into an awful lot of the local restaurants. And during this early, you know, this early May, early June shed, we pack them all over the country, really, because it's such a volume that comes out.
All right, Dave, we know you're really busy right now. Thanks for checking out AC Primetime Radio. And if people want to find more information, keep up to date with everything you're doing. You have fishing safaris, soft shell crabs. You do so much stuff over there at the Absecon Sportsman Center. How can people reach out to you, Dave?
Facebook.com/Absecon Bay. And my website with a lot of information static on there for all the time is absecanbay.com.
Sun, fun, news and info from Atlantic City. This is AC Primetime Radio with Mel Taylor. Find us online at acprimetime.com.